some teams, the week is coming to a close, and so is the basketball season. They fall out of district tournament play. For others, it's about getting tuned up and ready for hopefully a run at a gold ball in Murfreesboro. Welcome to Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville. It's where we talk with coaches and players every week. We call it the High School Playbook, and we are smack in the middle of high school basketball tournament action, games that are set for, in fact, later today, as the teams jockey for position, trying to get ready for sectional play, and ultimately hoping to get that bid to Murfreesboro for a state championship. We're going to crisscross the Upper Cumberland during the course of this hour to bring you the coaches and their thoughts on where their teams stand. First things first, scoreboard from last night. Girls action. Van Buren County improves to 19-8 as they win a semifinal game over South Pittsburgh 68-45. Van Buren County led by Emily Allen, who finished the game with 14 points. Clark Range improves to 26-4. The Lady Buffaloes beat Red Boiling Springs 62-39. Chloe Howard with 20 points, the winning edge for Clark Range in that one. Upperman gets the win over York Institute. Final score there, 50-35. Ayanna Levy finished with 15 for the Bees. They're now 25-4. Another semifinal game, Macon County, which certainly will be a team that can contend for a state championship. They're now 27-1 as they hold off DeKalb County. The final there, 57-31. Katie Farrell had 10 points in a losing effort for DeKalb County. Pickett County keeps rolling. They beat Trousdale County in a semifinal game. 65-57 the final. Kendall Luddick finished with 25 for the Lady Bobcats. Over on the boys' side, semifinal game. It was Warren County getting the win over Stone Memorial, 62-55. C.J. Taylor had 20 points for the Pioneers of Warren County. Cookeville and White County faced off in a semifinal game, and the Warriors take the win, 85-75 the final. Grant Slatton finished with 33 for the Warriors, who are now 22-6 on the season. Another semifinal game, Van Buren County beats Hardy Memorial easily, 73-36 the final there, as Austin Hodges finished with 14 points. And so let's talk some Clark Range basketball right now as we bring in head coach Lamar Rogers. Kaylee Monday brought home the District 6 1AA Most Valuable Player, Defensive MVP. She has been just about everything for you, Coach. How invaluable to this team has she been, and what do you expect from her now going forward the rest of the season?
Well, she's just been joy to come. She's, the MVP defense player of the year, and then MVP of the conference also. And, she's less than 3-point shooting. Very unselfish player, though. And her and her sister, Cassie, have just who's the point guard. And both of those were 1 and 2 in the player of the year, defense player of the year, both was finished first and second. They've just been kind of sitting at the table and leading us this year. And very high intensity. Both juniors. We got 5 juniors and 3 freshmen. And they've just done an excellent job, very hungry. They want to come back to state tournament, see what we do down there. So providing great leadership for us.
And, Coach, the first time I talked to you this year, we talked about Cassie and Kaylee kind of getting overlooked on the state level. And, they didn't get nominated for Miss Basketball, and they're still all state teams to turn out. But I'm personally at a loss. I don't know what more those girls can do on a basketball court to get more recognition, because they're 2 of the best players around here and got to be 2 of the best players in the state.
Well, they are, and I think I talked to a Tennessee sports writer. He called me, and they was on the short list. So, they had some, Greenville's got 2. One girl, Barbie girl, signed with UT, and another girl was supposed to be better than her. And then the girl, Loretta, has got offers already from some major players. So there's 3 really good players. I understand that. I think Cass and Kelly's time will come next year. They're just going to get better. We've got a good team. It hopefully gets in more people pay too much attention to him. We've got Alexi Pierce, you know, real good three-point shooter. Then we've got Benny Bush, who's been starting since Christmas as a freshman. And we've got two posts, Chloe Howard and Mackenzie Pilot. It was pretty good balance most of the time. But, you know, West Tennessee has had more – their media stays together a little bit better. They've had more on this basketball probably than any other area. But Cassie or Kaylee won, or maybe both of them will be in the finals next year.
And, Coach, you hit on a couple other girls I wanted to talk about. And Chloe Howard made the second team there for the Lady Buffaloes at Clark Range. How has she progressed as this season's gone on?
Well, she's done good. She's the very athletic. She's control the boards for us and been a rim protector a little bit for us. Everything. She's actually young. She should be a sophomore. She's a junior, but age wise, she's young. So maturity, she's still got her best ahead of her next year. We needed to, be very consistent. She's had some great games, then some games weren't quite so good. But she's a key for us. We got to get some point inside to where they loosen up our perimeter game some. So she's a big key for us. And, I think going forward here to come tournament time here, she'll do a very solid job for us.
And then you also touched on Maddie Bush on the all-freshman team, and you talked about her coming in since Christmas and she's really adapted well into that starting role.
Well, she has. She's very athletic. She just, gives us a little more quickness, a little bit more dribbling. And, we can go with two posts with Mackenzie Pyle and Chloe Harris and do some post stuff a little bit more. And then when Maddie's out there, just a little bit more quickness, a little bit more dribbling and and everything. But, we've got six really good players, I feel like, that have proved themselves this year against the competition we played, which is, I think, helped us. We're 25-4. Played Macon County twice. Come up short on them, but we've beat some really good AAA teams. Split with Stone, beat Blackman, Tullahoma, and, real proud of, what we've done so far. But, basketball is a tournament sport, and we're getting ready to play Friday night, so we're looking forward to it.
You've already punched your ticket to region also, so how do you feel like your schedule regular season-wise has helped prepare you, hopefully, for a tough tournament run?
Well, I think it has. We've played on nine as a good single-A team, and, winning over there is always a challenge, and we've done that, then played, Stone and Cumberland County and Blackman, Tullahoma. We've done this every year for years. It's really helped us over the years because, first of all, we know we can play with anybody, and then, seeing the some of the teams we play, they're just bigger, faster, and stronger than us, some of the AAAs, and we have to adjust for that so we know what we need to do and everything. So, it's helped us, and we get an extra loss too sometimes, but we're okay with that.
That is head coach Lamar Rogers of the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. They get the win last night against Red Boiling Springs, and now they'll go for the championship Monday night against Pickett County. That game being played at Livingston Academy. Well, Clark Range is one of those teams that kind of year in and year out we expect to be very good, among the best in girls basketball in the state of Tennessee. And then you have teams each year that kind of come out of nowhere. Take, for example, Warren County. The boys of head coach Chris Sullins were 10-10 January 17th, losing badly the night before to Stone Memorial in Crossville. Well, now the Pioneers have won seven of their last eight ball games. That includes handing White County their only district loss of the season. Coming together as a basketball team, it's one of the things that happens every year. And, Coach Sullins, I bet you're happy it's happened for your Warren County team.
Well, they have, and, they've been in some very competitive basketball games here late. Two very exciting basketball games, a White County win and a Stone win that went to overtime. And we did a good job of holding serve at our place. I think we were undefeated at home in the district. I told you at the beginning of the year we thought we had as much talent as Warren County has had in some time. We knew it would take some time, but we've always said we wanted to play our best basketball, you know, late January, early February, going into March. And I think we are doing that. I think our kids have started sharing the basketball. They've started understanding defensively. We made some changes. We were a man-to-man basketball team earlier in the year, and we just basically probably about the same time the Stone loss took place. We just said, hey, our kids can – they're not able to do what we want them to do man-to-man-wise. We went to some more zone concepts, basically telling them exactly this is what we want you to do on the basketball floor, and then we kind of mix and match out of that. That's been a huge boost for our basketball team. We started rebounding it in another night, against Ray County. We had 28 assists, so we're starting to share it. All the things you look to do to play good basketball late in the year, we're starting to do those things. But this is a different season. Everybody knows that we play a tournament sport, so to speak, so we've got to be ready to play.
So if you had to pick out one area of concern for your team going forward that you're just kind of keeps you up at night, that you're not happy with just yet, what would that be there in Warren County?
I think that is you hit it on the head earlier when we talked. I think mentally, we are a basketball team that when we're mentally engaged, when we understand what's expected of us, we are pretty good. The problem we have is doing that for 32 minutes. Sometimes we have lulls. It can be a simple baseline out of bounds play defensively that we're not ready for. When a missed block out on the free throw line or something of that nature. We've got to make sure, because this is a mental time of the year, you've got to make sure that our basketball team, for us to go where we want to go, we've got to be mentally engaged and mentally focused. If we are that, I think we're going to be a really tough out. If we have a couple mental breakdowns, as we've had in some basketball games, there could be some heartbreak. So it's just that simple. We've got to be focused about doing our job and understanding if we do those things, we've got an opportunity to get to where we want to go.
Can you pick one player that you can just say, this person is going to be key to our postseason success and run?
I wouldn't say you have to step up. I mean, we all know that CJ's a force on our basketball team, and Urban Espinosa really shoots it well. And, you know, Aiden Cummings has become a really nice post player for our basketball team. But for us to go where we want to go, there's no doubt that Delano Spates, D. Spates, our point guard, if he can get guys involved, if he can keep playing, as we call him, as a blur at some point in time, if we keep him going downhill and keep him active, he's a tough matchup for teams. We've noticed that all year long. When he's mentally right, our basketball, when he's good, we're good. And when D struggles, we struggle. So that's probably the most important position, because we're going to put it in the point guard's hands and we're going to see if he can go make some plays for us. If he can do that, and he has here lately, if he can do that, I feel pretty good about it.
You're already qualified for the region. You talked about that Warren County could be a really tough out here with your size, your athleticism, with D at point guard being a mismatch. But how far do you think the Pioneers can go this season if everything's clicking right?
Our goal every year is to get to region finals and get to a sectional game. I mean, that's our goal every single year. And if we can get to a sectional game, then, hey, we'll put all our chips on the table. I think that we have the ability to do that. And we beat some really good basketball teams in our district. Of course, we know the opposing district over there, 5AAA's got some good basketball teams with Cleveland and Bradley and some of those teams. But I really believe if we're right, I think we can get to a region final. That being said, you've got to have a good district run here, even though we are already qualified for the region. Seeding is very important for that. So we want to get to the championship game, or we can get a home game at for that region quarterfinal, and then all the chips go in. Everybody pushes their chips in on the table when it comes to the region semifinal. So but we're still going to take it one step at a time. But if you ask me, as I think we can go, I think we can get to a region final game is the goal.
Warren County coach Chris Sullins, they get the win over Stone Memorial last night, 62-55, and now they will face White County for the tournament title. That's coming up on Tuesday night. Counting it down to Auburn, Tennessee basketball coming up at 10:30 this morning here on Rock 93.7. We'll talk another brand of Tigers as our high school playbook coverage continues of postseason basketball. The DeKalb County Tigers, and head coach John Sanders. Coach saw three different Tigers earn some form of recognition for their play during the regular season over the last week. Coach, you obviously know how hard these guys have worked throughout the season. The record hasn't turned out the way that you want during the course of the campaign, but how nice is it to see other coaches around your district see what you're trying to build there and what these young guys have accomplished?
Yeah, so, you know, we had Dallas, Cook, Dakota White, two seniors. They both made honorable mention, you know, which means they didn't, you know, we didn't make first, second, or third team, but they got votes from other coaches. So, you know, they just knowing they did good enough to get noticed by other coaches is obviously nice. And then Dallas made all defensive team, which, you know, I thought was very deserving. He's a pretty good defender for us. He made that last year, so he made it again this year, so I was proud of him for that. And, Elijah Ramos, he made the all-freshman team, and he was freshman of the year. You know, so that was, we were really proud of him. He spends a lot of time working on his basketball game, and, you know, he loves it. He's had some, his, you know, for him this year has been sort of up and down, just trying to get used to the speed of the game, and I think here later in the season he's finally started to adjust to it a little bit better. He's been playing really well for us.
Winning an award like that at such a young age, how much confidence should that give him?
Well, I think it gave him a lot because last night, you know, in our game, in our first round district tournament game against Macon County, he led us. He had 23 points, you know, went for a career high. So, you know, he was playing really, you know, I don't think we took him out the whole game. You know, he played just real confident. You know, you could just see it on him. You know, I was really happy for him and our team, but, you know, it crossed my mind thinking about that last night. You know, maybe he's got this newfound confidence, you know, from getting that award, you know, and he was really excited when he found out, when we told him that he got that. You know, he was just, you could almost tell, it's like, hey, you know, some hard work is paying off. So,
what, in your opinion, when you look at just his game and the year he's had, what set him apart from the other freshmen in the district?
I would think maybe his ability to be able to score the basketball. You know, he's quick and he can handle the ball pretty well, and there's some other freshmen in the district that can do that also. But I think he's probably – out of all the ones that maybe made the freshman team and the ones that I've seen play, he might be, you know, maybe one of the better scorers out of all of them. He's been able to put the ball in the hole quite a bit for us this year. And we just expect him to keep doing that.
Is this one of those moments where, you know, you look back on when he gets this award at, hopefully this is the beginning of a great career for him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think it can be, you know, and he doesn't, you know, have any injuries or anything like that, you know. He works really hard. He tries to do everything we ask him to do. He's been a joy to coach. So, you know, I think he can have a really good career here at DeKalb County High School for us. You know, definitely look forward to seeing what the future holds for him.
You know, I know this hasn't been quite the year that you expected it to be wins-wise, but, you know, you've been so quick, Coach, to mention how much you've loved the effort all year from your guys. Does that say a lot about how grown up and mature this team is, even the younger players, that the wins might not be coming, but the effort has still remained the same? They've still given that high-intensity effort?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's hard to sometimes maintain that, especially when you're, you know, a young kid. You know, it's easy to get down sometimes and, you know, wonder why, you know, you're going through the struggles you're going through. But our guys, for the most part, I can say, you know, they play hard and, they really believe, I think, if they can go out every game, they, you know, it's like they feel if they can go out and win, you know, and that's fun to coach when you got guys that are going to play hard and just give their best effort. You know, like you said, you know, it hasn't always translated into wins, but, you know, they're trying to do everything we're asking them to do. You know, we're getting – I can see some development in guys and tell that, you know, they're getting better getting, you know, growing up a little more mature, you know, some of the guys that are having to log a lot of minutes for us.
John Sanders, head coach at DeKalb County, as they finish their season at 7-22 and look forward to building on what has been accomplished this year and building on the individual work that has gone in that hasn't produced the record that they have certainly wanted. All right, let's talk some White County Lady Warriors basketball. The Lady Warriors playing well right now. Nia Powers, a double-double off the bench in the district tournament opening win against Warren County the other night. As we bring in head coach Michael Dodgen of the White County Lady Warriors. Coach, where have you seen the most improvement in Nia's game from the beginning of the season until right now?
It's just the knowledge of it. I mean, she's got to just understand the quickness of the game. The game changes so much from high school to from middle school to high school, and you know, she adjusted, but you've also got to adjust to the physicality of the game, and she's slowly but surely doing that. And she's got the mentality of just go in and do what I'm supposed to do, and that's a great mentality to have as a young kid, because you know, as a freshman, you don't fear anything, you just go play, and that's a good solid thing with her. And she's got good players around her that you know help her and keep her from, you know, getting frustrated. And it can be frustrating, you know, when you don't get what you feel like you need to get every night. But, you know, when she stepped on the floor, she's been productive for us.
You know, you've mentioned a lot that a lot of your upperclassmen now played a lot when they were freshmen. And Nia and Elena have seen a lot of time as younger players. What do you say to these kids to kind of get this production out of them this early in their careers?
It's just from the first day. I mean, even – you know, you go back to when the twins and Julia were freshmen. You know, they either started or played a lot of minutes. You know, Gracie and Mia Murray, when they were freshmen, they started or played a lot of minutes. And it's the same thing. I mean, I guess I may be different than some coaches. I mean, I'm going to put who I feel like are the best ones on the floor that are going to give us a chance to win, no matter if they're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, or seniors. You know, that's what we're all here for. And you know, we're going to put kids in the right spots, hopefully, that you know, we can do the things that we need to do to win and for them to be productive and them to be successful.
How useful is both Nia and Elena as far as quickness on defense? How useful is that, especially when you're playing against a team that relies a lot on post players?
I mean, it's a catch-22 some. You know, I think Elena, we're counting on her to play the four for us. And sometimes it's tougher on us with the physicality of it. Just Julia that kind of big and physical, but you know, it's a situation where you know we can try some different things and see what works. And you know, it's kind of silly to say that in February and March, but you know, there's a lot of times you got to try different things to see what things are going to work.
So you've got that guaranteed trip to the region locked up. Does that alleviate a lot of the pressure of playing in this tournament, and that now you can experiment a little, you can kind of test things out a little bit differently?
Well, I think yes and no. It does eliminate a little pressure. We don't have any pressure on us. Any pressure that's on us right now is self-inflicted pressure. And you know, we just need to go out and play relaxed and give ourselves a chance going into the second half and into the fourth quarter and not be down 20. You know, not be down to the point where you can't make a comeback or you can't put pressure on them to see what kind of situation they're in. You know, that's the thing we're going to do the most is just relax and play and go as hard as you can go and let's see what happens.
You've been blessed enough to host this district tournament. How nice has it been to be able to host these teams and play on your home floor?
Probably in this district, our gym's got the best atmosphere because when that gym is packed, there's a lot of people here. It's right on top of you and it's loud. You know, it's not so far off the floor like it, you know, some Stones and Cookwells and Tennies. Just the atmosphere is so different. And I'll be honest with you, it's great not having to get on a bus and drive to somebody else's place to play when, you know, you can just play here for a couple of days and, you know, let's see what happens. But,
well, and Michael Dodgen knows that it will be rocking on Monday night as White County will go for the district title against Ray County. They pulled the win over Stone Memorial the other night, and so now going for the title. Should be an interesting night and a great atmosphere for high school basketball. If you don't have anybody to cheer for, that would be a game that you might want to take in. Michael Dodgen, head coach of the White County Lady Warriors. York Institute will try to advance to the championship game of their district tonight as they take on Cannon County. Let's talk to head coach Russell Tays as the high school playbook continues, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. York finished the district season 12-2. That was good for second place in the regular season. The two losses came to, again, one of the better teams in the state of Tennessee, and that's the Upperman Bees. Coach, getting that double bye in the tournament, some coaches like it, some don't. How do you feel?
It's kind of a double-edged sword a little bit, I guess. With our team this year, I see the period of rest more of a benefit to us. Now, I'm sure different teams will look at it a little bit differently. But what we've tried to do, you know, we've got this break before we play. We've tried to come in to the best of our ability, try to have as maybe as hard and as taxing a practices as we could have had since early in the season. You know, we tried to come in, like yesterday and Monday, we tried to have, two very tough practices and kind of get ourselves prepared for and keep us in a mode of working hard and playing hard, I guess you'd say. And so we tried to do that yesterday and Monday, and then come back, and now prepare for whoever it is we're gonna see in that first round. So it's kind of a double edged sword. But I think in the long run, especially with our group, with the lack of depth we've had, I think the rest and the time off, mentally and physically, I think it's going to pay off for us and help us as we move forward.
Coach, you're going to be playing the winner of Cannon County and DeKalb. Are you already kind of preparing for either of those teams, or are you still just waiting and seeing what happens?
Yes, we kind of have certain things that we do depending upon what the other team's got. Are they playing man? Are they playing zone? Are they doing any pressing and things? We have things that we work on to kind of keep us prepared for whoever we got. But we will, come in tomorrow and we will do some specific things that relate to both of those teams and the tendencies that they have and how they play defense or what they're doing offensively. We'll go ahead and start kind of doing some of that. And then Thursday night, we'll know for sure who it is we will play. And then Friday, we'll come back in and we'll specifically look at that team and then focus on them and their personnel and stuff like that. So, you kind of have to try to look ahead a little bit at who you're going to be playing and kind of be taking some steps to prepare for them. And then when you know for sure, then focus in on what you got to do.
So now let's talk about that automatic berth to the region, because part of the gift of getting that double bye is that you're also rewarded with that. How much pressure does that take off of your team, knowing that if you have a bad game against either of those teams or if you have a bad game in the district championship, you know that you're not done yet and you still got more games ahead of you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge. Once you know you're in to that position, there's a little leeway there. If you stump your toe and don't do well, then you can just regroup and be ready to go because you're not done. There's a lot of reassurance to that, and makes you feel good to know that that takes some of the pressure off. It takes some of that edge off of things, and you can just relax and play. And so, again, that's part of what we play for through the course of the district regular season, is to try to play for that position and to get that automatic bye into the region. So, again, it's huge for us.
So right now, if you're looking at someone on your team as an X factor of, if this team is going to make a deep postseason run, this is going to have to be, that guy.
Here's how I look at it. You're going to expect, we got two seniors, Roger Meadows and Noah Smith. Well, we're going to, they've got to play well, no doubt. And we got Junior Riley Cooper, got to play well. And then, of course, Nick Smith as well, our sophomore. But it's going to be players like, to me, it's going to be players like your John Headings. It's going to be people coming off the bench like your Jacob Jennings or an Isaiah Strong or those types of players you got to expect your older guys to be steady, mm-hmm. and you got to expect those younger guys have to come in and give good minutes, especially as you move forward. So they've got to understand their minutes on the floor is just as important as, you know, Noah's and Roger's minutes are. And so that when I think about it, that's how I look at it. I don't look at a specific player per se. I just know that we've got to, it's got to be an effort that and where all of our guys are going into the game and putting some good minutes up every night.
First step towards a district championship comes tonight for York Institute as they take on Cannon County. That game being played over at Tennessee Tech. That is a 9:00 start. The game just before that will take the number one seed, Upperman, against Watertown. Looking for an Upperman-York Institute game in the championship, we'll see. Good luck to Russell Taze and the York Dragons. All right, let's go down Highway 111, talk some Van Buren County boys basketball with head coach Dustin Sullivan. That team finished 6-0 in the district, and here's a stat for you. 57 straight district basketball wins for the Van Buren County boys basketball team. It's a streak that started back in 2015. Dustin Sullivan, that has to be something that you're pretty doggone proud of.
Well, that was obviously started a while back by some really good players that have now graduated from the program. But it's something that the guys that are still here take a lot of pride in, and they're very aware of it. And I think it's just it shows that every night that we've had a district game, they've been ready to go and not look past anybody.
And not looking past anybody, you're undefeated again in your district this year. But you guys have played a really tough schedule out of conference, and I know that has had to have made you feel like you're prepared a little better for postseason play.
Well, I hope so. The other district six is, you know, they're all tough, all really good. And we have taken it on the chin quite a few times this year from guys on that side of the region. So, we hope that's made us tougher, given us a few battle scars that we can look back on and that it'll help us, you know, come next week in the region tournament.
And how do you feel about your team right now, where you sit today, taking out all opponents and records and everything? Just where do you feel like you stand as a team?
Well, we come up short last couple of games of the year. Did not play well Monday night at Sale Creek. We played well for about 2.5 quarters and then struggled. But, you know, we talked yesterday about you get to this point and everybody's got the same record when you start the postseason. So I felt like they were resilient to that and receptive to that message. We had a good practice yesterday. I feel like the guys are ready to go. I feel like they're loose and excited for the postseason and see, you know, what kind of record in the postseason they can have.
And if you had to point out an area of concern that you have for your basketball team right now, what's just going on that you're maybe not pleased with right now that you hope can get corrected before you start this postseason run?
I don't know. At times I've almost felt like the guy at the wall, you know, puts his finger in one hole in the dam and another one springs loose. But, if we can rebound the basketball and we'll box out, I think that we've got a chance. I think that's where it starts, and that's a very basic thing. But, if you take care of it and you make sure you get a possession and get a shot attempt and then you minimize the other teams, I think that'll give us a good chance every night when we hit the floor.
And the converse of that last question, Coach, what are you doing well right now in Van Buren County there?
Well, we shot the ball well. We've shot it well for a while. And that, you know, dictates that the players understand who needs to be getting the shots and who needs to be, looking for rebounds if it's not going in or screening to get the right players open. And we've been doing a better job of that as of late, and they've shot the ball well for the most part, I think, because of it.
And Marion County head coach Dustin Sullivan when we come back to Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. We're talking Monterey basketball. Monterey semifinal action today as they take on Gordonsville, the number two seed, the Wildcats, in their particular district. Clay County and Pickett County in the other semifinal game. This is the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Thanks for spending part of this chilly Saturday morning with us talking hoops. Monterey finished second in the district. That earned the Wildcats that double bye we've been talking about in the district tournament. Coach Adam West, you've been able to do some live scouting, I guess, with the last couple of days off. But how about breaking down the film? Is that, in the end of the day, really the most important thing?
Well, for me, it's just, you know, just as a coach, I feel like that I'd rather have the film on the game just so I can go back and break it down and give it to the players, you know, what we want to get out of it. But when I go watch them, I'm really just trying to pick up something extra that maybe I hadn't seen. And, you know, we've seen these guys a lot throughout the season, but just always trying to find something that might benefit us. And it might be something as simple as, you know, they did this on against this look, or they did this out of a timeout. But, you know, we're always just trying to look for something that might benefit us.
And speaking of your players a little bit, have you encouraged them to take some time and go to these games?
No, I'm good with them going. I think it benefits them the same way, you know, being able to get used to the environment and see what goes on down there. That way it's not a shock. I know a couple of years ago we were fortunate and unfortunate, I guess, to not play the first night and have a time to go watch the games at the state tournament. And then the next morning, you know, of course we played. So it kind of benefited our guys at that time, and I think it does now. You get a chance to go watch other teams compete on that floor. You get to see some things, some nuances of the environment, and you know, you're not the first person in front of the line, I guess, as they would say.
I believe you face the winner of Trousdale and Gordonsville. Are you preparing week in practice? Have you prepared your team for both of those teams, or are you going to wait to see the winner for that game till you really start honing in on a game plan?
Well, the game plan is to take care of ourselves first. But yeah, as we've kind of gone through this week, we've kind of went that route. But we've kind of known what we're trying to do with these guys. So yeah, we've kind of spent some time, you know, dealing with some things that I think that we'll see consistently from both teams. Kind of a, you know, kind of cross from each team that we'll see. But then there's some stuff that we'll have to do differently, obviously scouting reports and things like that. But as we've looked at them, really we're just trying to make sure that we are going to be good in the situations that we're going to require us to be successful in the tournament. And as you probably already know, we just played Trousdale last week. So we've seen Trousdale recently, and of course I saw them last night. And they, you know, that game was obviously down to the wire, and both teams played tooth and nail and had opportunities on both sides to win that game. So that's kind of the way, you know, tournament play works a lot. It's, you know, you just got to win it in those moments when you have an opportunity.
And how are your legs with your guys at this point in the season, having played such a long, grueling season, and then, you know, being fortunate to get a little time off here between games?
We ought to be fresh. We've had a couple of days of a little bit more like a early season practice, I would say. And so it's been good for us, and obviously we'll kind of tear that or break that down a little bit maybe as we go get closer to this weekend and get ready for Saturday's game. You know, hopefully we'll be able to perform and have a go in and play against those teams and just hopefully show up and play. That's the only thing, is sometimes when you're off is you're not as sharp, and that's been the focus, is trying to keep us sharp and putting us in some situations that will hopefully emulate what we will see in a game environment.
And as we know right here, the top four seeds in your district will advance to the region tournament. So I was just wondering if you knew off the top of your head how the other district that you pair up with in your region, how they do their district tournaments. Do they do a double bye? Are they playing, you know, is everyone playing seeds 1 through 8 or whatever it is?
Well, the other region is a four-team-only region, and so they don't have to do double byes, and all four teams end up in the region tournament. And so they'll play one plays four, two plays three, and they actually play Friday night, and then the championship's on Saturday. So they spend 2 days working on their tournament, and they turn around. Of course, they'll be able to come and watch ours on Tuesday. And so that's kind of where they're at. And as far as they go, you know, we've played Van Buren over there, which I think Van Buren finished first in that conference. And we look forward to – we look that they might be the team to beat out of that conference at this point. And obviously, you know, we kind of know a little bit about them. But those other teams over there, we don't know a lot about. I think Pickett played Whitworth early in the year. Nobody else has played anybody but Van Buren over there. So we're just not sure. I think second place over there right now, South Pitt. Third place is Whitworth. And fourth place is Hardy Memorial. So
I know you don't have an issue with this, but do you find it difficult maybe at this time of the year with your players to keep them focused on one game in front of them and not looking forward to what a potential matchup with a really good rival team would be?
I think that's everybody's, every team's concern is that you start looking two or three games down the road. And I know sometimes you can be in a situation where you feel like that's going to happen, that you're going to get a win and you're not. But you know, in our conference, as we've said all year long, our conference is one of the toughest in the state. And if you sleep on that, then you'll come in and somebody will bite you because you weren't prepared, you weren't ready.
That is Adam West, head coach of the Monterey Wildcats, as they start their run in the postseason. Jamie Gillies, Cookeville Cavaliers basketball. That's our last stop as we get you ready for the weekend and what will happen next week in postseason basketball. A high school playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. The week didn't go exactly the way Cookeville wanted as they fell in the semifinals the other night, but we did get some honors in the Cavalier basketball family early in the season. Bailey Gillies broke the school record for threes in a game. And then Jordan Gillies, recently named Freshman of the Year in District 6. Coach, you've got to be happy as a coach and a mom.
Well, they, you know, they're funny because we'll get in the car and they'll say, okay, I'm talking to you as my mom now, not my coach. And so we have those conversations. But they're pretty smart kids. They take correction well. They ask a lot of questions. They want to know, you know, what I'm thinking in the game and where I see them and how they're doing. And they take criticism well. And you know, but we're quick to tell them how proud we are of them too. And you know, we're super proud of Bailey. You know, she's a sophomore, and you know, playing behind little sister is not always easy. But she has handled it with so much maturity. And for her, she's just as proud of Jordan as anybody else. And so it's pretty cool to see them and their relationship. But we try our best to keep it separate, you know, to when we get home to just talk about home stuff. But our life is basketball, so we find ourselves talking about basketball a lot.
I definitely understand that for sure. That's how it was at my house as well. Someone else, an honorable mention, was Katie Dunaway, and she's kind of done everything for you guys this year. And I know you've got to be proud of the way that she's played.
Oh yeah, and Katie has been all around. She's done everything for us this year. You know, she's guarded one of the best players on the team. We preach, do the little things, go to the backside, go get rebounds, get after loose balls, and Katie Dunaway does the little things. She is the kid that when I talk to future players of who I want you to play like, that's who it is, because she does all the dirty work. She works hard every day. She's got a great attitude every day. And I'm proud that she got honorable mention. She's higher up on that list, on my list, but she knows how valuable she is to our program. And I'm super proud of her and how she's played this year.
And as a coach, do you find this time of year harder than normal to keep your kids focused on just one game at a time?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because, you know, all of our district games are at the end of the year anyway. So we literally just played Ray last week, and that's who we play, you know, tomorrow. And so, you know, our focus is there. We know the team and everything. It's a long season. So just coming in, you know, we've almost had a whole week off before we play again. That's kind of tough because you get into a rhythm of where you're playing twice a week and then, you know, have an extra day off just trying to, you know, figure out what to do, how much time to take off, how hard to push them and stuff like that. You know, I'm still learning that as a coach, but you know, my kids are good. They're resilient. They come in every day and work hard and they're ready to go. And So hopefully we'll take it one game at a time and be ready and move forward.
If you erase opponents and everything and just look at the Lady Cavaliers at Cookeville, in your eyes, what is a key to a successful postseason run?
I guess consistency, you know, just playing the same throughout. You know, we've this season we've had some really good quarters and we've come out, you know, a few games after halftime, you know, a little flat. And so I think if we play our game for four quarters consistently, I think we'll be good. And so just keeping that, you know, that stability all the way through the game, I think that's big for us.
And if you had a
Jamie Gillies, head coach of the Cookeville Cavaliers, who will play in the third-place game Monday night against Stone Memorial in their particular district. If you want to enjoy some high school basketball today, there is plenty of it on the docket. Livingston Academy, a couple of semifinal games, Monterey and Gordonsville today, also Pickett County and Clay County facing off. Over at Tennessee Tech tonight, the Upperman boys will take on Watertown. York Institute battling Cannon County tonight in district play. And, of course, we'll have it covered for you at ucsportsnation.com, driven by East Tennessee Dodge.